Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
That when your brothers come to find grain, they don't recognize you, but you can recognize them. And God is about to raise some of you up. They didn't recognize you. They didn't see how powerful you were. They didn't see that God's hand was on your life. But God is about to raise you up in such a way that when you sit in the seat of authority, they're not going to recognize you, but you'll be able to recognize them. Some of them that hurt you may get fired and have to come to you for support.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Great I Am. Today, Bishop will be teaching from John chapter 6, verses 43 through 51.
For those who feel insignificant and unworthy, it is love that lifts us. There's a God who loves you with all of your flaws. Ooh, I got to get myself right so I can come to church. No, you don't. That's like saying I got to get healed before I go to the hospital. It doesn't make sense. When you get the sickest, you go right to the emergency room. Can I get a doctor? Can I get a doctor? Right, that's how it's supposed to work. And when you're your sickest, you can come here. The fire is in the midst of you to burn and not consume you. Everything you need is in God. And the sick ones, the ill ones, are the ones who need the great physician. And you can come into the house of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And no usher wearing white gloves should block you from coming. You're not the U.S. Marshal. Let the people through the door. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you. My sister always helps me. I used to be feeling funny when I drained because I don't like people looking at me when I drain. Because I think they're pointing the finger at me. You like that too. You look at how people look at you. I don't like that, but God told me to preach anyway. You ain't supposed to worry about how people look at you. Maybe I'm not the perfect preacher with the ones that's on television, but I'm going to show it to you and give it to you just the way it comes. Sometimes I drain. Sometimes I don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't feel good, but I'm going to preach anyway. And I'll preach better if y'all will shout, amen. I'm a real warrior. I'm not waiting on perfect conditions to do what God told me to do. I don't have to be fine to do what God told me to do. Sometimes I don't feel well, but God still is Lord of my life. Thank you, Jesus. What do you wish you can change about yourself? How can you change me when you don't like yourself? How you gonna change anybody around you when you look in the mirror, you see flaws in yourself? Of course you're gonna see them in me when you see them in yourself. You've been put here for a reason. With all of your flaws, there's a purpose for your existence. I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God. I'm here for a reason. I think it was Martin Luther King that says something like this: all of us were created for something, but you don't begin to live until you realize what you were created for. What was the reason for God to bring you in? Why would God bring you in? Why would He establish you? When you find the reason for your existence, then you begin to live. The things that I want to share with you is going to open up your eyes about eternal life. Write it in your notes. There are two types of people: earthly and spiritual. Those who are tied to the earth and those who look beyond the hills from which comes their help.
their help comes from the Lord.
So what is the difference between a natural man and a spiritual man? Or the difference between a natural and earthly woman and a spiritual woman? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, remember our subject today, the great I am. In 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, Paul explains, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. The natural man does not receive. We want to get people to receive things that they're incapable of receiving if they're in a natural state. Think about it. You want people to like you, and if you're spiritual, you want people to like you, but they can't like you if they're in a natural state. They would have to be in a spiritual state like you to see your significance. Yet we're constantly reaching into the bowl of the natural to try to find relevance. Glory to God. One of the reasons why you must gather in the house of the Lord as believers is because the world don't know you. You must come here to be filled and then pour yourself out in ministering to them and come back to be filled. You want them to like you though. You stay out there way too long. I had someone to come to me this morning between services, one of the daughters of this house. She said, Bishop, the message you preached this morning really convicted me. I've allowed my job to be an excuse for me not coming into the house of the Lord. I'm just tired. She said, that message got me. You will see me showing up more. Even though I'm tired, I give it out to everything else. I'm going to give it to God. I said, now you're speaking spiritual. Don't yawn when it comes to the house and lose your mind when Dallas wins. I'm preaching better than you saying amen. Don't look at your watch when I'm preaching. But when your lifetime show come on, you don't care about what time it go on. Don't point at me when I dig in and go deeper, when you let other things go deeper. Can the church say amen? It's time to stop trying to pull spiritual things out of natural bowls. Let me go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and 14. Paul explains, the natural man does not receive the things of the Lord or the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness. Even now, people say, why y'all gathering that church, giving all your money to the ministry? The same people go to Chick-fil-A? Is it Chick-fil-A? They go to Chick-fil-A? They give way more than 5 out of 50 to Chick-fil-A? What's the favorite sauce? You don't care how they spend the money. You don't care how they work it. You don't ask those questions. You don't know if they're draining while they're fixing your food. You don't care. You don't care. Strangers fix your food. You don't care what's going on in the back, as long as it tastes good and it's salty. Even when you eat it, say, oh, these things are salty. You still eat it. When I get a little salty with you, raise my voice. But you eat salty food. You sprinkle it with salt. But let me get a little salty. He should have said it different. Chick-fil-A is able from your tithe to project how many stores they will build. But when it comes to God, you draw, we don't need all that. Now what's going on? Because the spirit, the natural man, would think what we do is foolish, but they do it every day. You have faith. You have faith in email. When you push a button, you believe the email hits its target and get mad when they don't respond to it. You have faith that when you send that message, the receiver got it. But when I say pray, because scripture says when you pray, he hears your prayers and he will answer you according to his will. You send an email out and they ignored it and answered it when they got ready. Why are you upset with God? He'll answer you in due season. There's a Kairos coming. There's a Kairos coming. There's a Kairos coming. There's a moment where God is going to do what he said he's going to do. The Bible says things of the Spirit are foolishness to him, nor can he know them. He's incapable of knowing spiritual things unless he's redeemed, because they are spiritually discerned. So you want people to understand you and they're earthly. You want them to know your heart, but they're earthly. You want them to know what you're thinking, but they're earthly. It is spiritually discerned. The scripture goes on to say the natural man is born with a hard and unregenerated heart. It is unresponsive to God. Like I said, God says, break me off 5 out of 50. You can have a $50 bill, you will break Chick-fil-A off 15 out of it. I say 5 and you draw up. Because it's spiritual, it's a spiritual principle. And we fight it tooth and nail, your flesh. If I say let's fast tomorrow, just fast breakfast, you'll all get headaches. But there are moments where you don't eat until 3 in the afternoon. But when you do it for God, your flesh is awakened. You want to find every flaw when you do it for God. You got to be able to cast down that spirit that rises up and say, there is a greater I am. There's a burning bush that Moses couldn't approach. Now it has become flesh and it dwells on the inside of me. And I'm glowing because of the light that's in me. And I'm going to make this flesh submit itself to the bush that burns within. Thank you, Lord. The earthly person would say, I'm smart. Sound like Fredo to me in The Godfather. I'm smart. Michael said, well, Daddy put me in charge of the family. I'm your older brother, Mike, and I've been stepped over. Well, that's not how Father wanted it. That's not the way I wanted it. I'm smart. Y'all don't know nothing about The Godfather? Michael said that's how Dad wanted it. He put me in charge of the family business. Some people say I'm smart. That's earthly. You are smart. Thank you. Then others say I'm angry. Anger is a natural emotion. And it's good to be angry, but don't go overboard with it. Scripture says, be angry, but sin not. You can go overboard with your anger. Like the incident at Shechem, where Simeon and Levi got so angry that they overran Jacob's words. He went into covenant with the king of Shechem and his prince. But they didn't like it. They felt like their daddy didn't do the right thing to honor their sister. So they killed them all. They went overboard at Shechem. Years later, when Jacob is blessing the 12 boys and he adopts Ephraim and Manasseh, he put them in the spots that some of his sons couldn't get in, because Simeon had become so angry that he couldn't receive the blessing. That blessing fell on Ephraim. And Levi, who was so angry, he couldn't understand what God was trying to do. Manasseh received his blessing. And if you get so angry where you violate principles, the blessing that was intended for you can rest on somebody else. So just say, I'm angry, but you got to get over your anger and forgive. Say forgive. I know it's the final frontier. You don't like that word, forgive. You don't like that word, forgive. Because it takes grace to forgive. To be angry is human, but to forgive is divine. You got to let God work in you to forgive them for what they did. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what. If they really knew what God was doing in your life, they would have walked away and not hurt you. They meant it for evil. But God meant it. Man, we try to get the scriptures and turn it around. God turned it around for good. No, it didn't. It didn't say that. It said he meant it for good. In other words, he meant for them to put you in the pit, Joseph. He meant for you to be sold into slavery. He meant for you to go into the prison. He meant for you to be forgotten by the butler and the baker. He meant for you to stay down there in the darkness. And in 1 hour, you came out of the dungeons because he meant for you to sit on the throne. That when your brothers come to find grain, they don't recognize you, but you can recognize them. And God is about to raise some of you up. They didn't recognize you. They didn't see how powerful you were. They didn't see that God's hand was on your life. But God is about to raise you up in such a way that when you sit in the seat of authority, they are not going to recognize you, but you will be able to recognize them. Some of them that hurt you may get fired and have to come to you for support. Man, I'm preaching today. The people that try to get you fired may need you to sign off on them.
Good God from Zion.
The natural man is born with a hard heart, unregenerated, that is not responsive to God and to the things of God. That's what an earthly person would say. I'm smart. I'm angry as well. Sometimes an earthly person would say, I'm strong. Thank God for you. I'm glad that you're Atlas. I'm glad. Be a strong person. And you see on reels, everybody's got a word. And if they got a word, we all just click on it. But it's not even biblical. You're strong. You're strong in God. That's what you need as a believer. We're strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Come on, I think it's Psalm 46. God is my refuge and my strength. You need to be strong in the Lord. We all know that you have strength, but we give our strength to the Lord in worship. That's what worship is, surrendering your will in exchange for his. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Glory to God. I think that's Ephesians chapter 6. Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his, taking on the whole armor. Don't trust your strength. The Bible says if a man watches the city, his watching is in vain unless God watches it. You can have all of the security detection systems in your house, but unless God watches it. I know a man that can disarm your system, crawl in your house, take something, and then crawl back out and set the alarm back. I know a man, this is what I got, a man, I didn't do it, he told me about, a man that knows how to disarm your system, crawl in your house, take something out of your house undetected, and set the alarm back. Because if it's man-made, it could be man-manipulated. Manipulation. Manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-O-R. If a man can make it, a man can manipulate it. Almost did the King Kong and Goliath. No, King Kong and Godzilla. Almost did the Godzilla sound. An earthly person would also say, I'm financially secure. You can be spiritual and say that too, but you're trusting in the wealth. We just got a multi-billionaire just got caught put in handcuffs because he took millionaires' money. Only 30 years old. Bitcoin type dude, or what was it called? Not Bitcoin. Bitcoin? Cryptocurrency. It's new. I heard people in the barbershop, Bishop, invest in crypto. I said, man, I'm investing in my bank. I don't jump at everything because you're jumping at it. It needs to be proven. The man took millionaires' money. They don't want to give it to God. They ain't crying about it stolen. They still working. A young dude took your money, bought land, houses, property with your money, and they still flowing and moving forward. They're not committing suicide. Why are we crying about anything? This is what happened in your world. And he's out on bond. Think about what I'm saying. Billions he took from smart people because they put their trust in it. Thank you, Lord. That's what natural, worldly, earthly people will say. Here's another one. I'm effective. And you may be. But God wants to polish that and make you excellent. That didn't mean that you're flawless. It means you give attention to details. The earthly person will say, I'm the best. But we understand in the spirit, the last shall be first. And the first shall be last. Here's another one. This is powerful. I'm beautiful. And you trust in the fact that you carry a certain beauty with you. Never lead out with your physical appearance. I know that's the first thing. If God made you attractive naturally, it is really to point them to something deeper. If you see a natural sign, the sign, you don't fall in love with the sign. The sign points you somewhere. If you went somewhere and you saw advertisement, say, whoa, you got to look at the advertisement because it points you somewhere. And if he made you beautiful, it's to point you or point them to something else. If you're naturally beautiful, use it. Don't lead out with that. The world does it that way. Glory to God. Lead out with your intellect and your character and your integrity. Thank you, Lord. People don't know what to do with the spin or the magnetic pull that comes to them. And I'm telling you what to do with it. Punch them, point them to Christ. The characteristics of a natural person. Write it down, four of them. There are four things that plague the natural person. Actually, five things. Pride is number one. Pride comes right before what? A fall. Watch pride. The second thing is disobedient. That means an obedient person is submitted to the will of God. The disobedience, I don't care nothing about that. That's all earthly. Here's another one. Lying is tied to the earthly. Some people are listening to everything they hear on Facebook and calling it truth. These people are not journalists. Just because they have knowledge, they haven't been proven. Real knowledge sticks. It doesn't just tickle your ear. And just because it sounds good doesn't mean it's true. We're living in a day now where you can Google things and get the information. Where it used to be a time, say 20 years ago, where everything that you push had to be proven. Even if you write something in college, you need to specify your sources. We don't live in a time like that. We're just passing information. But where did it come from? Everything that's truth has a legacy. You can tie it and trace it all the way back to a source. But you're living in a time now where you can Google it, and as long as it sounds good, you adopt it. That's why we need teaching priests. I come from a source. I come right out of the Bible to tell you what I'm saying. It's not just coming out of my mind. You can't trust it if I'm the first origin of it. I speak to you of the ancient world. I speak to you of the word that was made flesh. I speak to you of that which was from the beginning. Not that came into being, glory to God, when I came into being.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Great I Am, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2301-2211. That's reference number 2301-2211.
Awaken Women's Fellowship will resume in person and online on Saturday, February 25th at 9 a.m. Ladies, this is our year of faith, favor, and focus. So connect with the Awaken group on Facebook for updates. Ladies, remember to bring your Bible and a notebook and join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey. There are several ways to join us as a financial partner. Visit our website, truthrevealed.org, and click the Give Online button. You can also securely donate using the Truth Revealed mobile app or text TRIMGIVE to 888-364-4483. You can also mail your contribution to 1550 Orange Blossom Trail Northeast, Palm Bay, Florida, 32905. We thank you for your continued generosity to Truth Reveal and for spending time with us today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Call me about it.